Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and from my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Doug Tatum is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, chairman of the board of the Newport Board Group, entrepreneur in residence at Florida State University, and many other things that he's accomplished, very accomplished person. He's got his finger on the pulse of what's really going on in the economy. Doug, when we went to the break, I had just said, I just declared, just threw down in one of my current hot buttons, which is the way capital is being used by major corporations. And when you explain why there were fewer big companies than there used to be, that kind of played into my you kind of tripped one of my landmines. And but I wanted you to tell us what you think is going on right now in corporate America and how that's impacting employment. But also I would like for you and me to have a conversation about how it's impacting the Main Street economy. Go ahead.
Right. Well, I think what you have is you have enormous amounts of capital, both in private equity and in the corporate world.
Trillions of dollars of cash.
Correct. And they're deploying that capital in a very logical manner, which is the cost of acquiring a customer nowadays is probably more expensive in some cases, even for your own audience, than it is for what they sell. So they are consolidating their markets with that cash and effectively taking companies that are smaller, growing them through acquisition. And I think that's one of the reasons that we're having this consolidation out there. And so you have a fewer and fewer companies above 250 employees in the United States at a pretty dramatic rate. And those revenues per employees, the efficiency by which companies are able to generate their revenues and complete their work because of technology, is being deployed at ever-increasing rates, means there's less jobs. So I think the key category, interestingly enough, is that 20 to 100 employee company, what we call the emerging middle market company or the company in nomias, they actually, there's an increase in those companies.
Mm-hmm.
About 700,000 of them. That's where almost all the jobs are in the United States. We call them economy heroes. They're your audience. So if you,
that's right.
If you have a small giant, below 20 employees, but if you take that small giant and you're trying to scale that company into a larger company, your success is very, very important in today's world because that's where all the employment is.
But here's the thing, Doug. Even I don't even care if they don't want to scale. We need to We need to be promoting the as many of those kinds of companies, even if they don't want to scale, because when they get to 20, they still might not be wanting to scale. That might come up on them. They might have a scaling desire later. But when you meet them at 20, they may not want to scale. But that doesn't mean they're not important. We need more of those people because as you say, they're growing the jobs. They're planted in the ground. Every penny they get goes right back into the ground as seed capital, right, so to speak. And they're predictable. They what's good for them is good for America. And I can't say that about all the others, Doug.
No, I agree. In fact, that's why I call them small giants. I don't call them small businesses.
Yeah, I call them small. I call them heroes.
Yeah, or economy heroes. Referred to them. And I also, I always start every speech, because I talk about how to scale a business, but I always start every speech I do, Jim, with this perfectly legal, ethical, and good business to stay small and make money. And the vast majority of companies should take great pride in doing that.
I can't stand it when people act like you're not an entrepreneur if you don't want to become Amazon.
Oh, absolutely. Like I said, it is perfectly legal, ethical, and fantastic small business to stay small and make money. And that's where the vast majority of these companies, You hate to see somebody grow themselves right out of business.
Well, that's exactly right. Especially, and they don't need to grow just because that's the cool thing to do, because somebody like you or me says that they should, because they should do right. what's best for them, and maybe that's growing, maybe it's not growing, but even if they don't grow, they're enormously important.
Absolutely. Well, that's why we just changed the tagline of my book, which is, I don't know how many printings it's in, but it's the latest print is No Man's Land, where growing companies fail, as a big red flag to this notion.
Yeah, I don't have the new one.
For the sake of the one. Anyway, I think we are living through a transition. I would argue is as significant, will be viewed as significant as the Industrial Revolution.
I don't think there's any question about it. There's no question about it because the Industrial Revolution created jobs for almost everyone. This one is not creating jobs for everyone.
No, it's doing the opposite. It's creating the ability to complete work with less people in a massive, massive way, and that's going to create some problems. And one of the things we used to see is when the economy increased, is all the smaller, tiny startups being reabsorbed back in as people got reemployed back into corporate America. We don't think that's happening right now.
No, it's not, and I predicted that in 2009. If you remember, I told you in 2009 that there weren't going to be startups because they don't have the capital sources for startups are not there. There's no personal equity in their homes. There's no personal credit because all that went away in 2008 and 2009. And I predicted that back then, and that's come to pass, which ironically is good for the companies that existed, because one of the bad things that startups do is they disrupt the price structure and before they fail.
Yeah.
And for the existing companies, they don't have that disruption, so they can now be more profitable. The ones that survived.
Sure.
Hold on to that thought. Be right back with Doug Tatum after these messages, folks. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.